is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 12th of September, 2015. It was on this day in 1940 the cave paintings were discovered in Lascaux, France, by four French teenagers and their dog. They were out exploring one day, and they found the main cave, about 66 feet wide, 16 feet high, with drawings on the walls in charcoal that has been found to be about 17,000 years old, about 2,000 drawings, mostly of horses, bison, red deer, stags, some cats, extinct cattle, some human figures, geometric shapes, and the outlines of human hands, possibly the signatures of the artists. And there also appears to be a star chart, clusters of stars that resemble Taurus and the Pleiades. It's the birthday of Irénée Joliot-Curie, born in Paris, 1897. She was the daughter of Pierre and Marie Curie, homeschooled as part of an educational experiment run by her parents and their friends called the Cooperative. The adults, scientists, experts taking turns teaching one another's children. During World War I, she helped her mother operate mobile X-ray units in field hospitals. Her mother, Marie, who discovered radium. She began assisting her mother in the radium laboratory at the University of Paris, met a young chemical engineer named Frédéric Joliot. In 1935, the two of them won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for artificially creating radioactive elements. And then, like her mother, Irénée Joliot-Curie developed leukemia as a result of her close work with radioactive substances and died at the age of 58. And it was on this date in 1846, Elizabeth Barrett and Robert Browning eloped. They'd been courting in secret for a year and a half through the mail, unbeknownst to her father. It all began when Robert Browning wrote Miss Barrett a fan letter saying, "I love your verses with all my heart, and I love you too." And she wrote back to him. She was an invalid. She was a heavy user of morphine. Her father did not approve of Browning. They were married on this date in 1846. She went back home afterward, stayed for 1 week, then ran off to Italy with Browning and never saw her father again. Here's a poem for today by Yves Robillard, "Everything Happens Twice." That bird sitting dazed on the railing has flown into your window before. The dead-end street you've turned onto, you did that just last month. The boss calling you into his office has nothing new to say. There are only so many scripts. Everything happens twice. The friend who borrows your raincoat will borrow your raincoat tomorrow. The parent who never loved you enough is doing it from the grave. You are writing the very same poem over and over again. They are playing the old, old song, but it's never the very last dance. So smile at the guy who drinks too much, the one with forget-me-not eyes. Sleep with the one who calls you by another woman's name. Everything Happens Twice, a poem by Yves Robillard from Everything Happens Twice, published by Fireweed Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.